which says, you know your situation a lot better than I do. And he says, that son of a gun. But these statements are not just words that you use that have no meaning behind them. The key to these words is the intention behind them. And when I say to somebody, look, you know your situation a lot better than I do. Yes, it's a very powerful phrase. The syntax of the words is powerful. Certain words and phrases, open minds, certain closed minds. And those words are magical, the way it's said. But what's more magical is the intention behind it. And when I say to somebody, I can appreciate that when they make a comment. I am being 100% honest. I can appreciate that. I'm listening to what they say, and I can appreciate their viewpoint. I can appreciate where they're coming from. Doesn't say that I understand it 100%. It doesn't say that I agree with it 100%. When I say to somebody, I can appreciate that comment, or I can appreciate that, what I'm saying is, I can appreciate, I can grasp that you have that viewpoint. I'm acknowledging that person. I am acknowledging that person. And that's so important, to acknowledge somebody. And that phrase, I can appreciate that, acknowledges them, and it makes that person feel good. When you acknowledge somebody, it creates a bond between you and the person. You don't have to agree with them, but as long as you acknowledge them, that is the magic. So when I say words like I can appreciate that, it's very, very powerful. Next phrase. As Napoleon Hill said, as Chris McGarahan said, as Dr. Mortar said, as Dr. C said, as Ron Ball said, as Mary Miller said, etc. Next, well, not the etc. part. Simon says, fair enough.
Fair enough.
Will that work for you?
Will that work for you?
You know your situation a lot better than I do.
You know your situation a lot better than I do.
Whatever you want to do is 100% okay with me.
Whatever you want to do is 100% okay with me.
Why is that?
Why is that?
Why is that?
Why is that?
This might not be for you.
This might not be for you.
Do you see yourself getting involved?
Do you see yourself getting involved?
I'm not sure if this is a fit for you.
I'm not sure if this is a fit for you.
Is this something you can sink your teeth into? Is this something you think you can sink your teeth into? You need some work on that one too. Is this something you can get your hands around?
Is this something you
think you can get your hands around? The dues are too high? Use that one when you want to play around with somebody. These are magic phrases. By the way, there's hundreds more. You don't need every single one. You just need a few right now to start. And you need to rehearse those phrases. You need to get comfortable with those phrases. And as you're going through the workflow, you have to let those phrases just come out naturally. So intention and belief, attitude, is the key as you're going through the workflow. These phrases are the next important part as you're going through the workflow. Use them frequently and feel the intention behind those phrases. When you use these phrases, it's going to help you give the right intention. See, these phrases key into the intentions. The intentions will promote you to use the phrases. So when you have the beliefs and the intention, the phrases come easier. When you use the phrases, the beliefs and the intentions will come easier. They work together synergistically. So the attitude, the intentions, the phrases are really important as you're going through the workflow. Key, key, key. Now, we're at starting them right.